This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The New Mexico State House was largely evacuated today as hundreds of supporters of President Donald Trump gathered peacefully outside the building and violence broke out in the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Democratic Speaker Brian Egoff said state police ordered the evacuation of the building that includes the governor's office and Secretary of State's office, though some officials remained inside. He highlighted concerns about the violence in Washington. A spokesman for the governor's office said there was no indication of threats and unrest. Caravans of Donald Trump supporters arrived at the building in cars, trucks, and on horseback at midday. State officials, including the legislature's lead attorney, chose to remain in the State House to continue with a video conference to decide on pandemic-related procedures for the start of a January 19th legislative session. Legislative Council Director Raul Burciaga noted that state police were on site and that leaving the building would mean walking through a throng of about 500 protesters. Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins says New Mexico is among the top states in the U.S. when it comes to vaccine distribution. During a briefing today, she pointed to New Mexico's registration app, saying it has helped in the scheduling of shots for healthcare workers and others who are most at risk. Collins said the state this week will release its plans for how other groups of people will be prioritized when more doses become available. More than 106,000 doses have been delivered to New Mexico so far. While not all providers are reporting, the state estimates around 60% of those doses have been administered. Collins said the state is working with providers to address barriers to reporting so the data is more accurate. Eventually, the state plans to post a public dashboard online that would show how many vaccines have been delivered and how many have been administered. Nearly 300,000 people in New Mexico have registered to be vaccinated. The state has recorded nearly 150,000 confirmed COVID-19 infections since the pandemic began, with an additional 1,496 cases reported today. Officials also have linked 2,641 deaths to the virus, with the 47 being reported today, one shy of the daily record. New Mexico continues to crack down on businesses for violating the public health order. Officials announced yesterday that O'Reilly Automotive Stores Incorporated has agreed to pay $79,200 in penalties after one of its auto parts stores in Santa Fe received two citations following multiple citizen complaints over the summer about mask wearing and a lack of signage. The Albuquerque Journal reported it's believed to be the largest penalty related to coronavirus public health violations issued by the State Environment Department so far. The Environment Department said it's currently investigating more than 200 workplace safety complaints related to COVID-19 and more than a dozen workplace-related COVID-19 deaths. This is KUNM.